Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. It's not a Valentine's
Unless you're listening Day. On Sunday. Happy Sunday.
Well, yes. Yes. Well, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is we go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's the
news you need to know.
Yes, absolutely. So be using that. And if you miss this show live here at Wham Talk 1600,
What's
you can
the matter
always
with you? What? Missing it live. Why would you?
Why would you miss it live?
I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
You
I'm
did.
Sorry.
You just took my train of thought completely off the track here. If you miss it live, you can catch it on talkamericaradio.us Saturday and Sunday evenings. It's also on Spreaker and SoundCloud and always archived at thedailydrift.com. But we're also Sunday overnights on Talk 92.1 in Valdosta, Georgia, WJHC Talk 107.5 in Jasper, Florida, and WLBB News Talk 1330 AM FM 106.3 in Carrollton, Georgia on Sunday nights.
So, in which case, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Yeah, so we hit it right. Well, we've got a ton to talk about, but let's take care of a little business first. If you're looking for a place to do dinner tonight, if you screwed up or couldn't get in for Valentine's Day dinner, you can take your better half, your sweetie, your love of your life, to Burroughs Roadhouse out in West Brighton. It's 5311 Brighton Road. That's just west of downtown Brighton. Just go west. And you can call them 810-227-6000 and make a reservation. That's 810-227-6000. Tonight, they have a special dinner for two, $60, surf and turf, plus dessert and all the goodies. They pour great drinks there. Eric is the bartender. He's awesome. And he's kind of special. He's a specialist in some of those old-fashioned drinks. You want an old-fashioned, you want a martini, you want some of these drinks from bygone era, he's good at it.
Russian collusion?
What is a Russian collusion? Tell me.
I think it's two parts Jim Beam, one part Stolzniska.
little
yeah.
vodka.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Well, maybe I'll have to have that tonight. It doesn't sound very good.
No.
Okay. But
nobody said it was pretty.
Yes, right. There's also coupons in the Current, CourantOnline.com. Just download it. Print it off that page. It's on page 8 this month for the February edition. And they also do next Friday a comedy show. So every Friday they do comedy shows. Great place to see comedy. But there's always coupons. And Monday's burger night, burger and a beer for $6. So it's a great place. Great atmosphere. Check them out. And, okay, so let's get into – I wanted to start – we're going to start right with the school shooting, right? Here comes another one. It's predictable. And what it's so easy for us as Americans to lose perspective. This kid walks in, 18. I still don't know the full story. Was he a student or not a student?
Expelled or dismissed or forbidden to come back, whatever the term they use these days.
Right. So how did we miss this one, right? It's not the gun's fault, right? The gun didn't pull the trigger. It didn't pull its own trigger. It's the kid. He's a lunatic. He's deranged, mentally unstable, or just a dirty, rotten, evil kid. You know what I mean? That happens. There are bad dogs. There are bad people, right? It's just sometimes it's just genetically predisposed, right? Could be.
Yeah.
Or maybe there was the environmental issues of having an adopted parents and somebody. I think the adopted parents were both dead. Unfortunately,
there is certainly a lack of parental control there. Any parent, I'm sorry, I'm a pro-gun guy. I had guns when I was a kid. But, you know, the guns I had were monitored. I was trained well. I didn't have the ability to post on Facebook 20 weapons spread out in my room. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
There's something weird going on there.
Yeah. Yeah,
where does a kid like that get the money for 20 weapons?
God only knows. Probably drug-related as well. But yeah, what always kills me is when you see these kids, right, or these young adults, and you see the mug shots and you see everything, one look at the kid will tell you, that's one you better watch out for, right? Yeah, I looked at the kid the first time I saw him. I'm like, yeah, well, there was the sign. Where was the school counselors on this one? You know, obviously looking like the crazy kid. I'm sure he got bullied, which is wrong. And a message to all you kids out there in school, careful who you bully. Don't bully people. You know, if maybe the kid needs attention or help, maybe just needs a friend or someone to talk to. Don't be a rude bully to him. Ask him how he's doing. Be nice. Sit and have lunch with him one day. That may go a long way to stopping a kid like that from saying, I'm going to bring in a gun and kill everybody.
It seems like going to the FBI doesn't have any influence.
Well, you know? And we're going to get into this, right? Because, Derek, do you have track one available? So there was a guy who called back in September. Number one, he called into the FBI tip line, and it didn't work, right? And then he tried emailing, and the email wasn't working. So, hello, FBI, make sure you get everything squared away. When people are putting a tip in, they should be able to get in.
They were too busy drinking Russian collusions.
So we've got a little the guy that called in the tip is a YouTube guy, right? He's got a little channel, and he does his stuff. And this Nicholas Cruz obviously watched his YouTube.
I thought we weren't going to name these guys anymore. And all of a sudden, everybody and his brother is naming
the guy. It's important for us because of the point I'm about to make. So, Derek, go ahead and play track one.
So, a screenshot of the comment. I sent it to the appropriate authorities. And I imagine from there, they did a pretty thorough investigation.
You would assume.
And tried to find out who this person was, but you guys know how the internet is and how screen names are. Now, the screen name, it wasn't a generic screen name. The screen name was Nicholas Cruz, which I'm sure, as you know by now, is the name of the guy that did the shooting in Florida today. So, now, today, the FBI contacts me, and first I talked to a guy from the Mississippi field office, and he's like, hey, where are you at right now? And I was at my house, and he said, I'm on my way. Well, immediately after that, while I was on the phone with him, I had a call coming through from an FBI agent in the Miami field office.
Okay. So,
first thing I'd say, wait till I call my lawyer. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Yeah, we're the FBI. We're on our way over. Wait till I call my lawyer.
This guy's a bail bondsman.
I realize that,
right?
Yeah.
And so if he made the original back in September, right, 5 months ago, and it obviously was in the system because they had his information to call him the day of the shooting, a little late, a dollar late, man, hello. Why would you have waited so long?
And go ahead.
So, sorry. This guy made the effort. He did what we. You see something, say something. He said it. He sent them screenshots, right? Two different screenshots, and they're saying, "Well, it's the internet. You can't always track these people." Well, hello. How about you just look for Nicholas Cruz's?
There's a thought.
And the way he spells his first name is a little different than the average Nicholas, anyways, right? Mm-hmm. So there's 2,000 across the country. We've got 16 lawyers, maybe 20 by now, working for Mr. Mueller at the FBI, paying them big salaries. If we got those kind of assets chasing down Russian collusion for 18, 20 months now and finding zero, nothing, if just one of those lawyers had been on the ground chasing down whatever number of Nicholas Cruz's in the country needed to be chased down to find obviously a young kid who's probably still in school, that narrows it down, I think, to maybe a few hundred.
That's why Tim Scott of Florida is calling for Ray to step down as FBI director. You know?
Yes!
Yeah. What's your focus?
Where is the focus, the priorities of the FBI when you're looking for this rabbit in the hat of Russian collusion with Donald Trump? And instead of going after it and finding this possible shooter, If they were talking at all with local law enforcement, because here it is, local law enforcement, I think 39 run-ins with local law enforcement, right? What does that say?
Well, there's not just that. It's not just the bail bondsman. This morning I heard there was a close person to Cruz.
On January 5th.
Yes. All right, go ahead.
How do you not put two and two together?
This
hello?
This is a person who knew who it was. It wasn't a nom de plug or a nom de whatever at Facebook. It was not a made-up name.
Where's the Miami field office who should, A, have had this one in the database? Hey, what about that
so they
call?
Had two
Did you ever
tips.
Follow up? Here's one on the 5th. The names match. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, go and figure. It's January 5th. And a month later?
If I was parents of those kids, I'd have a lawyer right now. Bing. Bing.
I'm sorry. I am not degrading all our FBI agents across the country. But somebody in administration, in supervision, in whatever's going on in the FBI, you're not doing the job you're supposed to be doing. Stop chasing rabbits in the hat. Donald Trump is not guilty of collusion.
Obviously.
And we're going to get into the indictments that Mr. Mueller finally had to have something, right? We're going to get into that.
Maybe it's done now, unless he goes on to Hillary.
I don't know that he would, because I think the whole idea of this, it was to protect Hillary, right? This whole idea was the insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's absolutely insane that and then let's get into hypocrisy, right? It's Democrats, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, everybody. Let's get into gun control. Let's get into gun control. It's not the guns, you morons. What part of not obeying laws do you not understand? That's what makes people criminals. Or murderers.
Yeah.
Stop with the gun control. There's nothing to do with the gun. He would have used a car. This kid would have gotten in a car, caught the kids getting off the buses, and plowed over 30 or 40 of them if he could have.
It's been done by jihadis.
It's been done by jihadis. It's been done all over the place. It happens. And if not a gun, he could have taken a knife into school and slashed 20 people. He might not have killed 17, but he might have.
Was he on antidepressants?
We don't know yet. We're going to find out. There's a whole lot more to come out about this. But obviously, there were plenty of signs that this kid was mentally unstable. I want to go back to the school counselors and teachers. Hello? Don't tell me you didn't see the kid getting bullied in the halls. Don't tell me you didn't look at this kid, just one look at him and go, that poor kid's got some issues. You know, maybe he needs a little extra help. We're just going to toss him out of school. If you're going to toss him out of school, maybe you should make another report. Not that it would have done any good, because all the reports so far were ignored.
Went nowhere. Yeah.
Right? This is mental health, and this is society. This has got nothing to do with guns, folks. If you see somebody who looks a little crazy, acts a little crazy, I'm not saying just report them to the police. Maybe make the effort to say, I think Billy Bob over there needs a little help. What can we do to help that kid? You know, what can we do to make sure he doesn't become a deranged lunatic and buy a gun?
Mm-hmm.
How he managed to buy a gun? Well, I guess he lied on the Knicks. Are you mentally unstable? Well, he wasn't going to admit it to himself, and even if he never went anywhere,
but I believe he did. I thought he did have counseling. But you read so much, you know what I mean? You don't know. Well, maybe it was a different guy.
It just absolutely drives me insane. And to see the Democrats once again just harping, folks, they want to take your guns for a reason.
Yeah.
They want to take our American
guns. It's not gun control.
For a reason.
It's population control.
Yeah.
Our founding fathers knew it. I mean, hey, if you get an opportunity, watch that HBO miniseries, John Adams. Watch that. It's about the British coming into Boston, and basically at one point, I'm not saying the whole thing's about it, but it shows how the British came in and took all their muskets away, confiscated them, thought they were controlling the weapons to control the uprising, and that's why we have a Second Amendment, because our founding fathers knew what it was like to have their guns confiscated.
Yeah. The Second Amendment protects every other amendment.
It
should have been the first, frankly.
Yep.
Should have been.
Could have protected those kids in that school.
You're doggone right. And this is the other part. Instead of looking at a logical explanation or a logical solution, you know, we've got thousands of American veterans, not good ones, not just the guys with PTSD, because there are a lot of good guys who come back and they just can't find jobs for whatever reason.
I'm not saying you did, but let's not denigrate the PTSD guys.
I'm not
good friend who has PTSD, and I hope to have him on next week.
Right. No, I'm not denigrating them.
I know you're not.
You know, they're good guys,
but
too.
I'm just kind of like reacting this whole thing about, I read about it all the time. Well, we don't want a veteran in the schools, a volunteer veteran in the schools as an armed guard, because he might have PTSD. PTSD does not lead veterans to shoot up school children.
Absolutely. I mean, not. You know what? Frankly,
I'm really upset about it. Now,
frankly,
the more I think about it,
that kind of a job might be the perfect answer for a guy.
Exactly.
PTSD.
The guy's,
because, you know, now
back
he's
on the front line.
He's back on the front line. He's got purpose.
A mission.
He's got a mission. His purpose. You know what I mean? That's what keeps him alive in the field, having that mission. And so, for doggone it, if I'll pay an extra tax. You're going to tax me for something? Tax me for something putting a veteran to work in a good job, a responsible job with a great mission, and he's thoroughly qualified to handle a firearm, and put two or three of them in a school.
You've got a lot of volunteers. You know? You've got a lot of retirees. You've got, absolutely. I mean, there are all kinds of people who are volunteering for this. I was reading an article, it's actually a post called, a blog called Gun Free Zones. And they were talking about how the NRA was proposing to the legislature in Florida, and they said, no, thank you. You know, that we'll train people. No, thank you. We don't want guns on a school property. Which surprised me for Florida, because they were the first CPL state, you know, shell issue.
Well, it's ignorance is what it comes down to.
It's Democrats. You know what I mean?
It's Democrats.
Which is ignorance.
And again, let me make the quick plug, right? Folks, the most important election is your local election. Especially your school boards. We will never fix our children and the next generation until you take back the schools and get rid of these progressives, these liberals, these moronic snowflakes who run our school boards, who hire the moronic teachers and administrators who are pushing this liberal agenda and turning our kids into snowflakes. So your school boards are as important as anything. And if you're a conservative and a common sense individual, please volunteer, run for school board. It doesn't take a lot of money to run for school board. Mm-mm. It doesn't take a lot of effort to run for school board. You just got to get your name out there a little bit. And I will help anybody who's a common sense conservative who wants to run for a local school board around here. Happy to do so. And so will you, because you're the owner of the newspaper now.
Yep.
So please, folks, take care of that election stuff. But I wanted to play this from Tucker Carlson, and this is why
I love me some Tucker.
Yes, I do. Tucker is now probably my favorite, even above Hannity, because I think I'm a little more entertaining than Hannity, right? So we're going to try and get Derek's on the phone talking with one of our people, but we're going to run track two, which is Tucker Carlson, who was on the other night. I missed it live, and I managed to catch it on
DVR.
On DVR. And so you got that one ready, Derek? This is Tucker, and he makes a very good, solid point.
We ought to do our honest best as a nation to figure out what exactly is going on here. But we're not doing that. That vital conversation has been drowned out and made impossible by mindless screeching about gun control, led by blustery charlatans in the media, you know exactly who they are, and also in Congress, whose only real agenda is moral preening. They aren't trying to solve the problem. Their aims are darker than that. Press a little bit and you'll see it. Sensible gun reforms, you hear that phrase a lot. You heard it all day today on cable news. What exactly does that mean, sensible gun reforms? Banning bump stocks? No. A piece on Vox.com today calls for a landmark gun control bill like the one Australia passed 22 years ago in 1996. That's the law that liberals are always telling you about. But the Australian law wasn't gun control, and it wasn't a voluntary buyback, no matter what they tell you. It was gun confiscation, a wholesale mandatory disarmament of the entire civilian population. Imagine what would happen if you tried that here in this country. America is not Australia for a bunch of reasons, including our history and our Bill of Rights. Imagine federal officials marching from house to house, seizing hundreds of millions of firearms from law-abiding citizens, and then fining and imprisoning those who resist. Vox approvingly calls this leadership. In fact, it's a recipe for bloodshed and civil war. It's nuts. Yet it is a common fantasy on the left. Dan Pfeiffer was a senior advisor to Barack Obama. Now he's a contributor at CNN, of course. Last fall, Pfeiffer wrote an article attacking his fellow Democrats for what he bluntly called fake moderation on guns. His advice was this: stop pretending to respect the Constitution and instead focusing on appointing judges who will nullify it. The goal? Gun seizures, ammunition regulation, the disarmament of the American population. A country where only the people in charge have guns and everybody else obeys. In the wake of yesterday's shooting, Pfeiffer's piece is going viral on the left. What he wrote is what they believe. So let's stop lying about this. The calls you're hearing today for gun control have nothing to do with protecting Americans from violence. What you're witnessing is a kind of class war. The left hates rural America, red America, gun-owning America, the America that elected Donald Trump. They hate them. Progressives are still in charge of most of the major institutions in this country, and they despise the autonomy of an armed population. They want collective punishment for the sins of a few. They seek to obliterate a core constitutional right rather than trying to mitigate its downsides. They call it gun control, but it's not. It's people control. For the left, voters who can't be controlled can't be trusted.
Yeah. Population control.
Yes.
Molon Labe, baby.
Yep.
Come and take them.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's take a call from Walter in Belleville. Walter, welcome to the show. Walter.
Hey, man, I don't have to say anything about you guys being angry. I can feel it in you.
Ed's as red as I normally get.
Wow. Yeah.
That's right.
Touched a nerve.
That's right, man. It's enough to make a black man turn red.
Ooh.
That's right, I didn't turn red. Hey, man, I got a comment.
Go ahead.
The problem with all these mass shootings and mass murders is guns.
You better clear that up real quick before we disconnect you.
I thought that'd get you going right there. The problem is guns and the lack thereof. And the hands of the teachers.
Yeah, well, there you go, Walter.
Of the teachers, administrators. It's a scam, dag blasted shame. By the way, that's a substitute cuss word, dag blasted.
And we appreciate you saying it. Well, you're absolutely right, Walter, because
shame.
Yeah, here's what they need to do, Walt. They need to, when you get your teaching degree, you should spend two semesters, two classes, taking real gun control class, right?
Yeah.
Learn how to use a gun and protect your students. That should be part of teaching curriculum. That's simple.
That's right. Did you hear? And that's common sense. These clowns always throw out them buzzwords. We need the common sense gun control. I heard.
That's both hands.
Debbie, I heard Debbie stab a cow now. That's right. I said it.
Yeah,
I heard her being interviewed. She's used the same lingo that the rest of them use. Time for common sense gun control. These are the people who don't care nothing about who got murdered when they don't go out there running their mouths, getting in front of cameras talking about the slaughter clinics known as abortion clinics. No Democrat has not earned the right to say one thing about who's been killed. When they don't say one word about slaughterhouse abortion clinics.
Right.
The hypocrisy of these people. And it's amazing to me that I think even some Republicans are starting to throw out them buzzwords. Who are these clowns? Who are they?
Yeah, it's exactly right. Exactly.
So the problem with guns is we need more of them.
Yes.
In the hands of the right people. Yeah. And it's a scam shame. It's a scam shame. That these people are talking about. We felt helpless. We was on the run. They just told us, take off running.
Yeah.
Hey, Walter.
You wouldn't have to run if you had a gun.
Walter, I posted a picture on Facebook this morning. Somebody else posted. It basically shows a teacher standing in front of her kids, standing with her hands behind them, behind her, a teacher defending her children. Then below it shows her holding a pistol pointed in front of her. And that says, a teacher effectively defending her children.
Yeah, well,
amen and amen. You know what? And speaking of that, I'm about sick and tired of these people talking about our hearts and our prayers go out to the deceased. Wait a minute. First of all, you can't pray for the deceased.
Yeah.
Also, I'm so sick and tired of Channel 7 Liars Gossip Team. Our hearts and our prayers. I'm going to tell you what. If you was to bust hell wide open for telling a lie, that'd be the biggest lie ever told. Coming out of the mouth of politicians, some Christians, and gossip teams known as the news media.
Yes, exactly. Well, Walter, we're coming up on a hard break, so I appreciate the call. Good hearing from you again.
Hey, you guys doing a good job.
Well, thank you, sir. You. Love hearing from you all the time. All right, take care, Walter. All right, so we're coming up on the break. We've got a couple of the call lines are getting jammed up, so callers we'll get to after the break. But I wanted to say that, as he mentioned, Debbie Stabenow, our Democratic Obama-Hillary-supporting Senator Debbie Stabenow, is up for re-election this year, folks. She is the problem of the institution of the Senate in this country right now. She is the perfect example of a politician who has no common sense, who has no solutions. And I am encouraging all of you as Michigan voting citizens, please make the change.
Yeah.
Go for a Republican in the Senate this time.
Yeah.
Please.
Whoever that is.
Yes, whatever. And so we'll see all of you on the other side of the break. And callers, hang in there. We'll get you to the other side of the break as well. See you on the other side.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Anger for the FBI over their failure to follow up on tips leading to the Florida school massacre.
The FBI admitting that a person close to the confessed shooter, Nicholas Cruz, called the public tip line 6 weeks ago, leaving information on Cruz's gun ownership, his desire to kill people, his erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts, and the potential that he might commit a school shooting. But the information was never forwarded to who it should have been forwarded to.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. Moscow reacts to the Mueller team's indictment of several Russians for election tampering.
A spokesperson for the Russian Foreign Ministry seemed to dismiss the indictment outright, writing on Facebook, quote, 13 individuals interfering in the U.S. election. 13 individuals versus the budget of the security agencies that are measured in billions of dollars versus the intelligence, counterintelligence, and top-notch technologies. Isn't it absurd?
Ellison Barber, Fox News. We report, you decide.
It's time to drive off a winner. Firekeepers is putting you on the road to victory with the Six Cars One-Day Giveaway Saturday, February 24th. We're giving away six Fords. The winning revs up beginning at noon. Every 2 hours through 10 p.m., one lucky player will win a new Ford. You could drive home in a stylish Fusion, a versatile Escape, a powerful Mustang, a head-turning Taurus, a sleek Edge, or a statement-making Explorer. Earn entries every day. Plan now to be at Firekeepers on Saturday, February 24th for your chance to win one of six new Fords with the Six Cars One-Day Giveaway. Firekeepers, the best promotions, the biggest guaranteed prizes. Time to get your Vegas on at Firekeepers. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. Firekeeperscasino.com. Management reserves all rights.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
When I got into my room, there were happy faces welcoming me. The PT people there peeked around the door the next morning and said, "You're going to walk with us." And I said, "Oh, no, I can't." But I did. They don't push you. They lead you very kindly. And the next thing you know, you're doing it. They have a wonderful attitude.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, it's Ed Bondarenko.
Welcome back.
Yeah, and we're talking about school shooting, and we're going to get on to other things as well, but let's take care of a little business. If you are worried about your hearing, or even if you're not worried about your hearing, you probably should get a hearing test. The Hearing Clinic, and you can call them at, I'm looking for the phone number on here, and it's very small print, 810-225-2205, and get up there and get your hearing tested, mm-hmm. because you know what, especially as you get a little older, or maybe even if your kids don't think that kids don't sometimes have hearing loss as well, and that might affect their schooling. So
that's right.
810-225-2205 in Brighton. They're also in Farmington at 248-881-0-3026. Yeah, there you go. See, my eyes are going bad. So. Dr. Amy Arnold, she's awesome. Go
Excuse
see her.
Excuse me. You did that wrong. You should say, you need to visit the hearing clinic.
Go a little louder, maybe? Yeah, exactly right. Well, let's take a call from Jasmine, Chicago, about gun control and coming out of Chicago. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hey there, Garrett. How's your weekend going?
We're going good. Hot and good. Angry and yanked off about all the nonsense going on with the gun control talk after another shooting. That's what people do. Never let a good crisis go to waste. But coming from Chicago, you are as experienced with gun control. Tell us how well it works out there, Jasmine.
Oh, listen, it works as well as, you know, the FBI and how well they did with the whole Vegas thing. Aren't you glad they got a hold of that?
Yeah, well, I still want to hear what really happened in Vegas, and I don't quite understand why we're not getting the full story. There's a lot of unanswered questions out there. Laura Loomer was out there finding lots of stuff, and we're going to try and get her on the show.
The city was founded by the mob. I mean, come on.
and you can file this whole Florida shooting thing right next to Vegas because they're never going to find anything. I mean, the FBI is pretty much, you know, they're pretty much covering their seats. And I will say, you know, it's kind of an old joke, but you know what they call 17 people shot in Chicago?
A weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Friday through Saturday.
Okay. Not even all weekend.
We just had a commander gunned down here in Chicago at the State of Illinois building, you know, which I, you know, pass by every day on my way to work. Sometimes I go there for lunch. And I sometimes take a late lunch, and I could have been right there, you know, on any given day.
I misunderstood. And so did you say commander?
Was that one of your police department got shot there?
Yes.
He was the
highest ranking commander, and I don't know how long. He was killed on duty. And there was a guy walking through the State of Illinois building, which is a huge, huge building.
It's a gun-free zone.
Yes. Absolutely. And guess what? He was wearing a bulletproof vest.
And he's still
dead. You know, and I think I've said this before on your show. Anytime I go downtown or any place like a movie theater, if I see a sign that says gun-free zone, I immediately go home.
Yeah, because it's a kill zone.
I'm not going to be anyone's sheep. It's just not going to happen. You know, I was born in Texas, and I know how to shoot a gun, and I know how to defend myself. But I love my I don't have a lot of them, but some liberal friends of mine who tell me, you know, with my luck, you know, I'll have a gun, and the guy will take it from me. I go, well, that just means you're stupid.
Yeah, well, there's a reason we call it gun control. Real gun control is using two hands and being smart with your weapon, knowing how to use it properly.
Thank
right?
you. Yeah. Thank you. It's like that meme I saw on Facebook that said, gun control is the gun in my hand.
Yep. Yeah. Well, here's what aggravates me, because you mentioned the number of people that die every weekend in Chicago. Do you remember how many people died last year in Chicago from gunshot?
Oh, my gosh. No.
1,500? 1,400? It was a pretty substantial amount, right? And so there was a lady, I was listening to another talk show earlier in the week. And one of our competing stations, so I won't mention the names or anything.
You're not allowed to do that.
I know, I shouldn't be. But anyways, this guy was talking about a reporter, a columnist, who wrote an article, and I won't mention her name either because I'm not going to give her the benefit of the publicity. But this lady said, she made the inference that most of these mass shootings are happening by white males, young white males.
Right.
And that if these were young black males committing this, the country would have rounded them all up and tried to find some kind of a solution and done something. And I thought, you racist piece of garbage. I said, you know what? If that were true, we'd be rounding up all the young black males now because 16 people die in Chicago every weekend at the hands of young black males, mostly.
Yes.
And so don't throw that race card into the mix. I mean, I was outraged. That is the most heinous, racist statement I've heard in forever. And for a columnist to actually put that into print is mind-boggling to me.
Oh, you should see the columnists in Chicago. I mean, they're reverse Klansmen. They really, really are. I mean, they are so anti-white, anti-male, anti—they're anti-everything. But I did want to make another point: is that You know, I want you to refresh my memory because my memory's a little, you know, cloudy at you know, 24 years old. So maybe you can help me out here. Who was president during Sandy Hook, and who was president during San Bernardino, and who was president?
It starts with an O.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Yeah, that would be
Vegas,
yeah, that would be, as my son would say, that would be Barack Insane Obama.
and not only Obama, but correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it the same Democrats that are now shedding their crocodile tears on television? They had the House, they had the Senate. Why didn't they do something about gun control when they had the chance?
Exactly. It's liberal hypocrisy.
Because of the Constitution.
Yeah, they could have gone ahead and made the effort. They didn't even make the effort. It's like immigration. They didn't even make the chance or the attempt at fixing immigration when they had the presidency and the House and the Senate. They did nothing because they're liars and they're users, and that's what they do. It's one of the reasons they want so many new voters. Open immigration, because they know they've failed everybody, and so they need to bring in new stupid voters to do this. Typical liberal hypocrisy.
And here's another statement. You know how I keep hearing on TV all the time about, well, we need to have a conversation about gun control. Who are we, and what is the conversation? Who are you having it with? Not the liberals.
Yeah. There's no conversation about taking away my guns.
No.
Period.
No.
None, zip, zero, nada. It's not happening. Period. And Tucker, I think, just when he made that statement, very clear. You try gun confiscation in this country, and there will be blood in the streets.
Will
be.
Yeah, it absolutely will be. But, you know, let me just end here by saying, you know, it's not that, you know, conservatives are cold-blooded. I mean, I feel for the families. I feel for the victims. You know, just because I say that doesn't mean that, like, somebody on MSNBC, I believe, said, well, the conservatives are just going to, you know, give their prayers and they're going to move on.
Yeah.
You know, the Democrats are going to do the same, except the Democrats are going to try to raise money for their coffers because we all know they're broke. And, you know, it kills me that people are using it as a political statement, because it's not. It's kids.
Yeah, it is. They're using these disasters, these crises, these tragedies for political gain, and that's all it is. And I think the American people can see that. So, yeah, awesome.
You know, well, Jasmine, you brought up a good point. The Democratic National Committee is broke. Why don't they just run a deficit?
well, you know, and then the funniest thing to me was during one of the press conferences I saw, one of the little speeches. What the hell was Debbie Wasserman Schultz doing there?
Shouldn't she be in jail?
Yeah, she should be.
Shouldn't she be in jail along with the Irwin brothers?
Yeah, exactly, those guys.
Yeah.
You know, I keep watching, and I really believe, and maybe, you know, if you disagree with me, please, I don't think the FBI can, I mean, I don't know what they can do at this point to recover between the Trump witch hunt, you know, and this. Not to mention Vegas. I mean, why do we have an FBI?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you know what? The government needs to take a very close look, because there's a lot of great FBI field agents and operatives. Right. And unfortunately, there's something going on in supervision and administration and appointees that is screwing the FBI to the point where they're no longer a valid law enforcement organization.
And there are guys that don't want to go into it who should.
Yeah.
You know, discouraged from going into it.
Yeah. Well, great call, Jasmine.
And you know what else? Let me also say, at this point, I'd be happy to offer Mulder and Scully an opportunity to come in and clean house.
They would probably be better off and better prepared to go after this than who seem to have in charge at the FBI right now, that's for sure.
Thank you.
All right.
And if I have a vote, Ryan Reynolds. that's for different reasons.
See ya.
All right, good call. Thanks, Jasmine. Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys. Jasmine really has it going on. I really appreciated her call.
Yeah, well, you know what? When you're exposed to the gun-free kill zone of Chicago on a daily basis, you're going to learn very quickly the truth of life. And the truth is, gun-free zones are nothing but kill zones, period.
That's right. We got these guys running around the progressive left going, how did we get here? What happened? I mean, what's happening to our society? And it's the society that they made when they devalued life, devalued fatherhood, parents, They devalued country and authority. They devalued everything that made us great. And they're wondering around, wondering how it got to this. Well, then, when they're done devaluing everything, they drag our kids off, and they pollute their minds with global warming and negativism, thinking that the world's going to end. Then they tell them you can be a girl if you want to be a boy, and mess their minds up more. And then they tell them one other point, which I forgot, and it's just terrible. I mean, and this is the progressives, and this is what they've done to us.
Yeah, yeah. We can only blame ourselves, because you know what? As conservatives, as common-sense Americans, we allowed our institutions to be hijacked by the same socialists, communists, whatever, that we fought against in the Cold War, right? Those people have now been in charge of our school system, our university system, and are raising children who have no idea what it is to be an American, to defend yourself, to take responsibility and accountability for your own actions. And now we wonder why our society has turned into a point where a kid like this values life so little that he'll grab a gun and kill 17 people. And the Democrats have the nerve to speak up when they support abortion, which has killed 70 million babies since 1970-whatever? Right. Don't talk to me about the value of life, Mr. Democrat.
Remember, the Democrat, or I should say the liberal mantra of the 60s and 70s was challenge authority, challenge authority. Well, now we got people who pay no attention to authority.
Yeah.
The other point, I remembered what it was, is that's the white guilt. I mean, they tell all the white guys they're trash. And so it messes with their minds more, you know.
Yeah.
So you can't get a break. So if you're a young white man in this country today, you're the enemy.
Yeah. Well, and it does. So all you're doing is making more animosity, right? The racism is worse now than it has been in 20 years. Thank you, Barack Obama, for that, and the Democrats, of course.
All right, gentlemen, I'll see you around.
All right, take care, Gary. Thanks for the call.
I was going to tell Gary, like I was telling you, I was listening to Phil this morning, and I was hearing, you know, the word racist gets thrown around, and that's the new N-word.
Yeah.
That is the new N-word. You're a racist. You're a racist.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Well, Derek, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the indictments that Mr. Mueller finally unleashed, him and Mr. Rosenstein, all right? We'll be on the other side of the break.
When your major home appliance stops working, do you want to fix it? No. You want someone who knows what they're doing, and that's not you. It's MasterTech. Bill and Joe Henderson at MasterTech have been taking care of people in Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan for over 30 years. They've been to my house many times and always solve the problem. They do both residential and commercial work and treat their customers and employees like family. Their technicians are friendly, knowledgeable, and on time. Stop by at 1919 Federal Boulevard in Ann Arbor off Stadium by the post office. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5 p.m. and even on Saturday from 9 to 2. Or call 734-662-0641. That's 734-662-0641. You can also visit their website at mastertechappliance.com. That's mastertechappliance.com. And tell Bill Linda says hi.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. Co-founders Tim and Brandon have been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991. Landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. Tim and Brandon have the professional experience you can count on. Call them today at 734-429-5778. See how their business can help your business. Visit A&H Lawn Service online at ahlawncare.com. Better yet, call Tim and Brandon today at 734-429-5778. Find out how they can make your business look a whole lot better. That's A&H Lawn Service, ahlawncare.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Austin, the A in A&H Lawn Service. Brandon and I started our landscape business in 1991 and grown our business into a full-service landscape and landscape maintenance company. We would love to add your name to our list of happy customers.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm if I was in L.A. California dreaming. Such a little day.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift.
That song has real hit potential, you know?
You would think. I like the remakes. You know, some of the stuff I listen to, I'm a Pandora guy, right? And I've found some stations that I've cultivated. That's what I like about Pandora. I'm not plugging them. I don't get any money from them. I don't get any money from the Russians either.
By the way, I want to do a plug.
Sure.
I am tired of paying the high price of what I pay to my cable provider, who shall remain unnamed. But I called them up, and I said, what would it cost me to just have high-speed internet, and Sherry likes having a landline, too? I said, well, $75 a month. I said, well, that's half of my bill, so that means the other half is TV. Well, I held off on this YouTube TV until I found out that they have Fox News. I have to go up a tier on my local cable provider, who remain unnamed, just to get Fox News Network. So I have to pay more just to get Fox News Network. I get Fox News Network on YouTube TV now, which is all basically I watch, and Turner Classic.
Right.
And they just came out with Turner Classic just last week. I was going to pay another $10 to Turner Classic.
So you're paying money for YouTube TV?
Yeah.
How much is it?
$35 a month.
$35 a month, YouTube TV. Do you get local stations?
I get local stations.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And you know what I like about it? So I got my TV as a big monitor. I have the computer park behind it. So it's either a TV for the cable box, or it's, you know, a monitor for YouTube when we want to watch stuff.
Yeah, there you go, dude.
And I'll tell you, using the mouse to fast forward through the commercials is so much easier than using the buttons on the remote. That in itself.
I imagine.
Oh,
I
it imagine. Is.
Oh, that's
it's
great.
Great.
All right, well, let's get into, after 18, 20 months now of the Mueller investigation into Russian collusion between the Trump administration and Russian operatives, he finally comes up with 13 indictments. I think it was another 3 for organization, but 13 people were indicted. And I'm going to play Rod Rosenstein, who is
Steinstein.
We're going to play this, and I want your list a little long, but I think you need to hear, because a lot of people didn't miss it. They did it in the middle of the day. Derek, you got that track about Rod Rosenstein ready? Stein. Go ahead and play it.
Information warfare against the United States, with the stated goal of spreading distrust towards the candidates and the political system in general. According to the allegations in the indictment, 12 of the individual defendants worked at various times for a company called Internet Research Agency, LLC, a Russian company based in St. Petersburg. The other individual defendant, Yevgeny Viktorovich Prigozhin, funded the conspiracy through companies known as Concord Management and Consulting, LLC, Concord Catering, and many affiliates and subsidiaries. The conspiracy was part of a larger operation called Project Lakhta. Project Lakhta included multiple components, some involving domestic audiences within the Russian Federation, and others targeting foreign audiences in multiple countries. Internet Research Agency allegedly operated through Russian shell companies. It employed hundreds of people in its online operations, ranging from creators of fictitious personas to technical and administrative support personnel with an annual budget of millions of dollars. Internet Research Agency was a structured organization headed by a management group and arranged into departments, including graphics, search engine optimization, information technology, and finance departments. In 2014, the company established a translator project focused on the United States. In July of 2016, more than 80 employees were assigned to the translator project. Two of the defendants allegedly traveled to the United States in 2014 to collect intelligence for their American influence operations. In order to hide the Russian origins of their activities, the defendants allegedly purchased space on computer servers located here in the United States in order to set up a virtual private network. The defendants allegedly used that infrastructure to establish hundreds of accounts on social media networks such as Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, making it appear that those accounts were controlled by persons located in the United States. They used stolen or fictitious American identities, fraudulent bank accounts, and false identification documents. The defendants posed as politically and socially active Americans, advocating for and against particular candidates. They established social media pages and groups to communicate with unwitting Americans. They also purchased political advertisements on social media networks. The Russians also recruited and paid real Americans to engage in political activities, promote political campaigns, and stage political rallies. The defendants and their co-conspirators pretended to be grassroots activists. According to the indictment, the Americans did not know that they were communicating with Russians. After the election, the defendants allegedly staged rallies to support the president-elect while simultaneously staging rallies to protest his election. For example, the defendants organized one rally to support the president-elect and another rally to oppose him, both in New York on the same day. On September 13th of 2017, soon after the news media reported that the special counsel's office was investigating evidence that Russian operatives had used social media to interfere with the 2016 election, one defendant allegedly wrote, quote, "We had a slight crisis here at work. The FBI busted our activity. So I got preoccupied with covering tracks together with my colleagues," end quote. The indictment includes 8 criminal counts. Count 1 alleges a criminal conspiracy to defraud the United States by all of the defendants. The defendants allegedly conspired to defraud America by impairing the lawful functions of the Federal Election Commission, the United States Department of Justice, and the Department of State. Those organizations of the U.S. government are responsible for administering federal requirements for disclosure of foreign involvement in certain domestic activities. Count 2 charges conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud by Internet Research Agency and 2 of the individual defendants. And counts 3 through 8 charge aggravated identity theft by Internet Research Agency and 4 individuals. Now, there is no allegation in this indictment that any American was a knowing participant in this illegal activity. There is no allegation in the indictment that the charged conduct altered the outcome.
Okay, so right there at the end should stand out. No allegations that any American, including anyone in the Trump campaign, was involved in this, right? And number 2, it did not affect the campaign in any way, the election outcome in any way, shape, or form. Right there should be the end of it, right?
I heard that some of these rallies that they were promoting were attended by as many as 10 people. Seriously. That's what I heard in a news report.
And exactly right. And let me ask you this. When they're talking about $1 million a year, how much did George Soros spend on a yearly basis? How much did the Saudis spend giving Hillary Clinton money on a... And why aren't they being investigated?
Did I hear Rosenstein refer to information wars? Isn't that Infowars.com? That's weird.
Yeah, you would think, right? Yeah. Well, anyways, folks, pay attention, because right there, that was what you needed to know.
Yep.
No Americans involved with those Russians that just got in.
And the Mueller investigation.
We'll see where it goes from here. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. It's the news
you need to know.
See you then. Bye.